Thank y'all so much. Appreciate everyone being here tonight. I am Matt Wilborn. The reason I'm here, as she was mentioning, I made a donation to a local charity in Muskogee, Oklahoma. That's where I'm from. And just for starters, they rejected my donation when they found out that I'm an atheist. It's a small town. So I'm surprised they didn't already know anyway. But like I said, I live now in Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. It's actually right outside of Muskogee. And my wife and I, we met in second grade. I lived in Muskogee as a young child into my teen years. And then I moved to Dallas, Texas. This is cutting in and out a little bit. And I moved back to Muskogee in 2011 to be with my wife. And when I moved there, I'm giving you a little history there here because this will make sense later. When I first moved back to Muskogee in 2011, I was already I didn't like the word atheist at the time. I didn't want to be labeled anything. I didn't like that. I just was preferred to be called a former believer. I liked that term better. So whenever my wife told me, you're an atheist, I'm like, well, no, I'm not. I don't even know what that word means. This was back then. But at the time, she was still, I guess you could say, teetering on the fence of reason at the top. She, within a week of us getting together and being a couple, she told me that I should go to church with her and her daughter on a Sunday, someday soon. And I wasn't going to just say, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do that. I straight up told her, that's not going to happen. We need to, let's just get this talk over with. So we had a long night talking about my non-belief. And I didn't try to, as you hear people say, convert them. I think that's a little degrading to say that. People think for themselves. You don't convert them into not believing something. I just gave her the reasons that I didn't believe. And then left it at that. The next day I came home from, I don't know what I was out doing that day. I came home and she was watching the documentary called Religious by Bill Maher. Not to say that would convert somebody, but it certainly gives you some nuggets to think about. And from there it started the questions and she started asking questions. And long story short, she's now an atheist. So, thank you. So let's fast forward to 2015. She and I are now married, and we're sitting around on Sunday afternoon and talking about all of the people in our lives, our friends and acquaintances that may be an atheist or someone that's not fully religious, someone that we think we could probably talk to, and they'd be like, yeah, I'm probably an atheist. And we decided we'd maybe start a Facebook page for atheists in our community. Muskogee's, it's not a huge town, but it's not a small town. It's one of those bigger towns, but it's got the small town feel to it. Everybody knows everybody. You can't do anything in the town without somebody knowing about it. Unlike maybe here, I don't know. a little bit bigger town here. So we decided to start this Facebook page, and we had a few Facebook friends that we thought we could trust. And this is a private, closed group. I'm sure some of you are probably members of different groups that are private and closed, and you understand why that is. Unfortunately, it has to be that way. So we started this page. We contacted about 10 or 15 of our friends, and they said, oh yeah, I'd love to be a member. We eventually named it the Muskogee Atheist Community. I'll just call it the MAC from here on out. We start the MAC page. One person tells two people, and then it's just pyramids from there. And lo and behold, we have this group, and we created it for people that want to get tired of the religious crap that you see on your news feed on Facebook, and you want to come to our page and rant about it. That's what we're there for. And we decided we wanted to also help the community, and which we have silently. We do a lot of things without anyone knowing, except for the organization we're helping. They know who we are. We work right alongside church members. No problem with that. Not a problem at all. And so, as it turns out, I was at work one day, This was this past August 22nd of last year, and I work for a an alcoholic beverage distribution center. I won't name it, but it is a major alcoholic beverage distributor, and the name is on the building in really big letters, which is a part of this story. If you know this story that I'm about to tell, that's a little piece of the puzzle that no one knows about, is where I work. I'm sitting in my office. I work in the front part of the distributorship in the office, and customers or people come in. I see them and talk to them. And this young lady, we'll call her Jane, comes in, and she's from the Murrow Indian Children's Home. It's a local charity in Muskogee that they provide housing for displaced Native American children that have lost their homes due to their parents being incarcerated or whatever the case may be, and they do really good work. Well, for most of my life, I thought they did. I knew about them growing up, and with them having the name Murrow Indian Children's Home, I being a card-carrying Native American, I am registered as a Cherokee Indian. I just assumed who provided the funding for that organization, and it didn't matter to me at all anyway. I just assumed that. She tells me that she's there to have us make some flyers for their upcoming charity event. It's an Indian powwow. Yes, we have those in Oklahoma. I mean, it's a full-blown event, and they're really cool if you ever get a chance to go to one. So the reason she's there is because we had done that for her in the past. We had provided we have a room, we call it our banner room at work, and we, when you're at a bar and you see the little table tent thing set up that tells you what the beer specials are, or whatever, that's we provide that for bars and restaurants and things like that at no charge. And our owner the previous year had done that for the Murrow home, had printed their flyers for them for their powwow, and that's why she had returned. She was asking if we would do that again this year. So I went to our owner. I asked him if he would want to do that again, and he declined to do it. And I went back out to her. I told Jane, you know, he's declining to do it, but thank you for coming in. And she was very polite, and she said thank you. And just before she left, she had one flyer in her hand, and she hands it to me. She said, if you want to take this, and anybody here wants to make a donation, feel free to just send it back with this piece of paper. Just fill this out and send it back to us. And I looked at it, and I said, you know what, I'll make a donation. I reach for my wallet, pull out a $100 bill, and I hand it to her, and she's, you know, elated and happy, and everything's fine. She says, will you fill out the bottom part, and I'll just take it back to the Murrow home with me. I said, sure. So I start filling it out and just ask for my name. I write my name and my wife's name on there. And at the bottom, this is where everything turns rocky. at the bottom, it said, "Would you like to make this donation in the name of an organization, or in remembrance of, or in memoriam of, whatever, or in honor of a person or an organization?" And I wrote in Muskogee Atheist Community, and I hand her the piece of paper and her $100 bill, and she says, "God bless you, thank you very much," and walks out the door. And she didn't look at the paper, obviously. So I said, "I'll go back to work. Everything's fine. Everyone's happy. She's happy. I'm good." And my desk phone rings about an hour later, and it's Jane from the Murrow home. She says, "Matt, I've talked to our director, and we are unable to accept your donation. Well, we appreciate it, but we can't accept it." And I said, "Why not?" And I knew damn well why not, but I wanted to make sure I heard it correctly. You know, I'm an audio person. I love music, and so I wanted to hear it. She said, "I talked to our director, and we are funded in large part by the American Baptist Churches Association of America, or whatever, and it would go against everything we believe in to accept a donation from an atheist organization." And she's, I'm, you know, getting a little upset. Feel like I've been discriminated against already, and you know, even now, I feel like my first reaction to that shouldn't have been anger that I was discriminated against. My first, I feel guilty about it a little bit. My first reaction should have been, these kids are being slighted. They're taking this, you know, food right out of their mouth, or have clothing or shelter. They're completely slighting these children that are in need. And she said, "My doctor said bring the $100 bill back to you if you'd like." And I said, "Oh, You keep it. What's your cell phone number? And I'll give you a call back. She gave me her cell phone number and the email address for her director. And I hung up with her. I got on Facebook. I went to the MAC page and I posted what had just happened. And naturally, every member in our group starts commenting, and they were in disbelief. No pun intended. I had to throw a joke in. You know, my wife will call me sometimes, and she'll say, well, I'll answer the phone, and she goes, you're not going to believe this. And I'll say, why? Because I'm an atheist? It's one of my favorite things to do. Or anybody says that to me now, since I'm out. So anyway, I get on there, and I get on there, and I tell everybody what happened, and everyone's, you know, outraged about it. And somebody suggested that we raise the amount to $250. Okay, well, let's try it and see if they'll accept it. And I didn't know what it was going to take for them. Was it just really that I was an atheist, or $100 not good enough? Or was it just $100 wasn't good? I mean, what exactly should I have done? So I believe, and this, you know, this was a big blur. Like Andy Warhol says, everyone has a 15 minutes of fame. This seemed like it lasted a little longer than 15 minutes, but I text messaged Jane and told her, would you accept $250? And I'm pretty sure within just a few minutes, she replied to me and said, we will not accept any donation from you, but we will pray for you. And I've got the text messages still. I think I replied to her, like, pray for me to do what exactly? To swallow my pride and do nice for children? If I were a praying man, that's what I'd be praying for you to do. But anyway, that's not what happened. So now I'm, you know, I'm upset because they like I don't know what it's going to take. I email the director. I don't know her name. I wouldn't say it anyway. But she never replied. I told her exactly what was going on. That I'm going to take this to the local. Yeah, and I would hope that you would reply to my email, and you know, let's talk. And she wouldn't talk to me. She wouldn't. I'm assuming she got the email. I may have had the wrong email address. Who knows? But I contacted our local news station in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's an NBC affiliate, and I talked to Katie Wisely. She's a reporter, and told her what was going on. She replied to my message immediately and said, I will come to Muskogee tonight, which is about a 45-minute drive. She said, I'll come to Muskogee this afternoon, and I will interview you, do an on-camera interview, and we will air the story tonight. So obviously, she saw it as a big and I, you know, at that point, you asked for it, now you got it. So here we go. So I do the interview. At the time, I was a full-time student and working full-time. So as soon as I'd get off work, I'd head straight to adjacent town called Tahlequah, and that's where there's a school there. And I would try to hurry and get to class on time. Well, in that drive, I had to stop and talk to her, and I did the on-camera interview. The story aired that night as a top story. What was also funny that kind of caught my eye and everyone else in the MAC's eye, that the top story was our story about the atheist being rejected by the church. The very next story was they were trying to legalize weed. Then the third story was we have low point beer in Oklahoma. That might be hard to compute, but our beer is low point. It's 3.2% alcohol anyway. So we just thought that was funny that those were the top three stories, and you know, the Christians are probably like, what the f*** is going on with the whole world's going to crap? But so anyway, that the story aired, and then that's when it really blew up. Somebody on our page, we're not sure, we've talked about it as a group in the MAC, who came up with this idea to start the GoFundMe account. We don't know whose idea it was. I even went back through the comments and everything trying to figure out who said it so I could give them credit for it. We don't know. So I'd never started a GoFundMe page before. I didn't know anything about it. My wife and I sat down to figure it out that night. This was the, I believe, the second night. I can't remember if this was the day it happened or it was just a big blur, but I start this GoFundMe page, and if you've ever done one or you know anything about it, it asks you to set a goal, a dollar amount that you want to have as a goal. I just set it at $1,000. I thought, $1,000 sounds good, so I set it at $1,000. Well, I guess I got the word goal confused with like threshold or stopping point, because I just thought it would stop dollars. So we go to bed that night, wake up the next morning, roll over, and the first thing I do is check my phone, and I look at that because I've got the app now on my phone. Check the app, and I believe at that point it was around $800. And I'm like, wow, I now thought that was just, and it is great. That's a great dollar amount. I get to work, and I'm just constantly, I'm just refreshing my screen all day long. And what was great about this was, you know, when you make a donation on a GoFundMe account, you can make a comment with it, and the comments were just awesome. I mean, it was so uplifting to see people from all over the world commenting and saying, you know, how dare they? You know, you go get them. You know, that kind of thing. That's the kind of stuff you want to hear whenever you've really put yourself out there. And we were getting comments from there was a pastor, a husband and wife in Van Buren, Arkansas. They were behind us 100%, and they, you know, it was just great to see things like that from not just atheists, and it was all over the world too, and that was cool. So the day progresses. I believe that night I got a phone call or a text or a message or something from Hemet Mehta. He wanted to do an interview to have me on his podcast. I obliged. Hemet's a great guy. Then the next day, I believe Seth Andrews, if you know Seth Andrews, he asked me to do an interview on his show. Another great guy. His voice, though, God, I don't know how you can listen to that guy. anyone in this room that's heard his voice knows I'm being sarcastic. The guy could sing you the phone book and win a Grammy. So, you know, this is now getting a lot of attention. Phil Ferguson, I got to give him a little credit too. He also did an interview with him, and you know, I'm getting a lot of support from the atheist community. I know that there were probably a lot of bad comments or people questioning my motives. Why did you go to the media? Well, I can tell you right now, if I had this to do over again, I'd do it the same way. If she, the director of the Murrow home, had it to do over again, I really doubt she'd do the same thing. I really doubt it. I don't know that for sure. We don't have time machines, but you know, I really don't think she'd do it this way. I think she would have accepted the $100, and that's all those kids would have gotten. So I've said this to other people that, you know, the adults are behind closed doors fighting while the children can't see it. And in the end, children got a lot of money. After all was said and done, you know, I'm trying to work full-time, be a student full-time, and answer text messages and phone calls about this, and it got to a point where I'm like, let's just stop this GoFundMe. It got up to $28,880. It was the final dollar amount. Thank you. Thank you, and I appreciate the applause, but anyone in this room, even if it's just one person, if any of you donated to that campaign, thank you so much. I would like to personally thank you, because I may never meet any of these people. We had donations from $5 to our highest was $500. I'm still looking for that person. If I can find him, I'd really like to thank him. But to give that much money to something you don't know, just trusting that we're going to do with the money what we said we were going to do, that says a lot. And it may not even have been an atheist. Either way, we appreciated it, and we appreciate everybody that did it. So now I've gotten to the point where we closed the Facebook or the GoFundMe down, and in the midst of all this, the Murrow home has a Facebook page of their own, and things got a little crazy on that page. There were a lot of people that go into their page. You can actually Google their name now, and the Google reviews on the place are they're just horrible because of the whole situation. And I regret that. I do this to destroy the Murrow home. If you want to replace the word destroy with expose, Yes, that needed to be done. Especially when it got to a point when I told them, I believe on a Wednesday night, this first happened on a Monday, I believe on a Wednesday night, I was sitting at dinner with my wife. I said, I'm ready to just end this whole thing. I messaged Jane, I guess, I don't remember who it was, and I told her, if y'all won't accept a $5,000 donation by 7 p.m. tonight, the entire $28,000 is going to go to Camp Quest, Oklahoma. For those of you who aren't familiar with Camp Quest, I'm sure if you've had children or known your nieces or nephews, or even as a child yourself, you went to camp. Most camps are just overly religious or some kind of religious connotations. They pray with you and stuff. Well, Camp Quest doesn't do that. They're straightforward, science-based, if you will, secular. And I like that. And since we were already on the path of helping children, that was the first thing that came to our minds, was to give the money to Camp Quest. So whenever they wouldn't accept the money, there's, I guess you could say, their deadline passed. I had to set some kind of goal again, and it passed. And I contacted Cindy Ruffin. She is the, I believe, the director of Camp Quest, Oklahoma. And she gladly accepted the $28,280. Thank you. We had a meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on a Sunday afternoon. The atheist community of Tulsa, which is another Facebook page, if you will, like we have in Muskogee, and Kelly and I were actually members of the atheist community of Tulsa before we started the MAC, so we kind of got the idea from that. But the ACT, Atheist Community of Tulsa, was having their weekly meeting Sunday afternoon, and Camp Quest decided to just get everybody together and have us come there, and they presented us with a plaque. We gave them the check, and it was a great day. I felt like, you know, everyone in this room is a pioneer in some way, shape, or form, because, you know, atheism or agnosticism, is that a word? Being an agnostic, it's rising to the top. We're being noticed now, and I think that's very important in this country. And I'm not going to get too political, but I thank everybody here for the support. Even if you couldn't donate, if you just made a comment, if you were on a Facebook page or a blog or a website and you were defending me, thank you very much, because I did read a lot of comments. And I had my wife sitting there just going back and forth. My father even got involved. I didn't even know my dad knew how to get on a... and he was defending me, and he sent me screenshots, and it was just an unbelievable thing. And I really thought it was over until Nicole messaged me about a month and a half ago, and I'm like, well, I guess I got to relive it. I got to remember everything that happened. But a few of the little details that I was talking about at the beginning, that there's, you know, the fact that I work for a alcoholic beverage distributor, you know, that never made it to the airwaves, and I thank Katie Wisely for that, because I probably would have lost my job if they would have known where I worked and it made it into the news, the media eye. Thankfully, it didn't. But, you know, she came, Jane, back to Jane, came in that morning looking for a handout, if you will, from a beer distributor. But, and that was okay for her to do, in her eyes, or in the director's eyes, whoever. But it wasn't okay to accept a dollar donation from someone that doesn't believe in the same God they believe in. So that little piece of the puzzle was mentioned in any of these many debates on websites and stuff. Like, nobody knew that until right now. Kind of putting myself out there by telling y'all that's where I work. But that's something that needed to be said. And something else to think about, too. I didn't mention this earlier. When she called me and told me that she wasn't going to accept my donation that the first time, she did tell me that they would accept it if I would agree to remove the Muskogee Atheist Community off of that paper and just have it in just my name and my wife's name. And I declined to do that. And the reason for that is, what difference does it make to them if they're so against accepting money from an atheist? whether it's they still know it's coming from Matt Wilborn, and they know I'm an atheist. So how is that okay to accept that? The reason I believe they did it, this is my opinion, is that if they would have accepted that money, the American Baptist Churches Association probably would have frowned upon it, and they knew that. So that's probably why I'm assuming they didn't want the Muskogee Atheist Community name on it, because it would have gone on a flyer that they put out with at the event, and it would have been on there, which I had no problem with that not being on there. I just wasn't going to back down, and I'm glad I didn't. And a lot of kids got a hell of a lot of money, and like I said, I'd do it all over again. So thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. If anybody has any questions, you're just going to walk around with a mic. If anybody has any questions, we can take some questions now. I'd be glad to answer if you're for or against me. Either way.
If you have any questions, raise your hand and I'll bring you the mic. We're recording this, so the only way it gets picked up is if you talk into this. So we'd appreciate it if you would do that.
Yes, sir.
Matt, I was a little surprised. Did no one at work see that happen on the news? I would have thought you got pinched that way.
That night after, thank you for the question. If y'all didn't hear, he's asking if anyone at my job heard that on the news that night and how that impacted me at work. As I mentioned, I was on my way to school before I did the interview with Katie Wisely. And I got to school, before I got to class, I just took 10 minutes and I called my boss's son, and I told him exactly what was going on. He had no idea any of this had happened in the office that day. And I explained everything to him, and he said, just make sure our company name doesn't wind up on the news. And I contacted Katie, and as I mentioned earlier, I thank her for not doing that. She told me, she said, well, we do have a piece that's got it in there, but I will make sure it's edited out before it runs tonight. And thankfully it didn't. I appreciate that. And that and everyone at work, I work with a diverse group of people, some non-believers and some believers and some that are, I guess, unsure. And they've never treated me any different for it. A lot of them were actually behind me on it. And some of them I didn't know until we had a Christmas party this past December. Some of them I don't see all the time because they're out in the market working, come up to me and say, you know, hey, and they're with their wife, and they're like, this is the guy I work with. It was part of the whole thing. Yeah. And she's like, oh, wow, so nice. You know, it was just, I was like, this guy, I had no idea. I thought you were a Bible thumper. So it was great to get a lot of support from work as well. Thank you. Yes, sir. Here she comes.
I didn't have the pleasure of hearing the first part of your talk, but I've enjoyed the second part. And what you said about funding and people rejecting you because of who you're associated with, it just calls to mind some controversies I've heard sort of on the flip side of that coin about things like the Templeton Foundation funding prominent non-believers to do a, quote, original research into the issue of perhaps separation of church and state, or is there room for a God dialogue kind of thing. And within the free thought atheist community, I've heard of some controversy about should we even accept the Templeton Prize or money from these people to work on things that are important to us. And I wonder, not necessarily if you haven't, I welcome your opinion, but it does seem like it might be a double standard to say, we accept money from one ideological camp, but not another.
Right, right. I'm not familiar with the Templeton matter. I'm not familiar with what you're talking about, but I would like to research it, because that's how we become atheists, is researching things ourselves. But I agree with what you're saying. There is a gray line there, and you know, as I mentioned earlier, as far as whether we're accepting help or donation, the Muskogee Atheist community has worked side by side. A tornado destroyed a mobile home park in Sand Springs, Oklahoma a couple of years ago. We went straight to Sand Springs and worked right alongside, I don't know the name of the church, but they had no problem. They knew who we were. They know what we represent. then, and they had no problem working with us. They actually bought us lunch, and we sat there and ate lunch together. It's, you know, not along the same lines of what you're talking about, but it was us accepting food from them and working together with them, and I have no problem with that. There comes a point when, you know, what you're talking about is for research, but I break it down to just one piece, and it's children. These children have no idea. You know, we're all born atheists until someone poisons our mind with religion. And these children, you know, they claim to be Christian. Well, they're Christian because that's where they were raised, just like you're a Sooner fan if you're born in Oklahoma. I don't know, but it's kind of along the same lines. But it all boils down to, for me, this situation, this matter was about children, and you know, putting atheism aside and religion aside, at the end of the day, are the children being taken care of? And no, they weren't, was the answer. They were not being cared for correctly. And one more thing I'm going to add. The Murrow Indian Home accepts Title I funds from the secular government. So let's keep that in mind too. They wouldn't accept money from an atheist, but they'll accept Title I funds from the state government. And I'm surprised the state government didn't get involved and say, "No, wait a minute here. No, if you're not going to accept donations, then you can't have Title I funds anymore." But that didn't happen because I live in Oklahoma. Any more questions? Thank you. Thank you both for your questions. I appreciate it. We're good? All right. Thank you all so much. It's a pleasure. Thank you.